Hello, everyone, and welcome to Under the Cap. Joining us today, Packers receiver James Jones. And James, this is the fourth season in a row you've had five or more touchdown catches. Now, it's not like your team has a shortage of talent at that position, yet you are the only player that can say that. Happens that often, it's not luck. What's going on with you in the end zone?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just finding ways to get in. I think a lot of my catches and a lot of the opportunities I'm getting are, you know, coming in the red zone, which helps me get into the end zone. So, you know, but other than that, just making the most of my chances. You know, I tell myself I don't know when I'm going to get a ball or how I'm going to get it, but when I do get it, make a big play.
James, a couple of your catches this season defy description. What's going on with those? Do you think, is there any thought, I was lucky on that one at all, or is that just skill?
You know, it's a little luck, little skill. You know, sometimes when I go back and look at some of the pictures, it's crazy how your body is trained, you know, to put your hand where you think the ball is going. And I'm just able to get some good reads on the ball. And, you know, some of them plays I wasn't able to get another hand out there. And it stuck to one hand. I'm able to bring him in.
I haven't talked to you about this, but just looking at you and watching you practice and play and so forth, you've always been a thick, muscular receiver. You are still a muscular receiver, but you don't appear to be as thick. Did you undergo any kind of an off-season makeover?
I wouldn't say off-season makeover, but I wanted to get back down to my college weight when I came in as a rookie at 205. And this year I worked extremely hard in the off-season. Got with a new trainer back at home. And, you know, we worked real hard, did everything from UFC fighting and boxing to some crazy workouts. And I just wanted to get back down to my college weight because I felt a lot more explosive and a lot faster.
Did the changes physically bring about or induce changes mentally too?
No, not really. I still, mentally, I'm always prepared. I train myself well. I watch a lot of film, you know, to prepare myself mentally. So, you know, I didn't really do none of that aspect. I just wanted to be lighter so I can get in and out of my breaks faster and, you know, run away from some people a little bit more.
Okay, I'm going to throw out like a series of names, and after each one, whatever pops into your head, okay? Jill? All right, Donald Driver.
Oh, man. Donald Driver is complete receiver. He's tough. I mean, he's fast, explosive, great hands.
Aaron Rodgers.
Best in the game.
Mike McCarthy.
Smartest in the game.
James Martell Lightning Jones, your son.
Best son ever in the whole wide world.
You getting a kick out of him?
Yeah, that's my man right there.
James, let's go back a couple of years or whatever it was. Five catches in Super Bowl 45. You guys beat the Steelers. What is being a Super Bowl champion? I mean, you know, you weren't, you know, along for the ride. A contributing member of a Super Bowl champion team, what's that mean to you?
Oh, man, it's a dream come true, especially from where I came from homeless shelters to playing in the Super Bowl, not only playing in the Super Bowl, but being able to help your team, you know, win that game and to be a part of it. It was just a dream come true. As everybody's seen, I probably had the most tears when the confetti started falling, but a lot of emotion, you know, a long, long road to get to the Super Bowl and to be a part of the Super Bowl is dream come true.
Let's wrap up with one more name association thing, okay? James Jones.
Hungry, trying to get better every day, every time I step on the football field.